Hi, my name's Tony Curran, a.k.a. Vincent Van Gogh, and you're listening to Travelling the Vortex. Hope you all have a good day. Take care. Be nice to each other.
Travelling the Vortex.
Good evening, once again, from Galley, Los Angeles, California, for Traveling the Vortex. This is Sean.
I'm Mel.
And we're doing something a little different, so I'm going to apologize for the background noise, but we're actually down at what's confident or usually referred to as LobbyCon, even though it's not the official kickoff. It's kind of the send-off for Galley, which ended today. So if you get a lot of background noise in here, we've kind of tried to go into one of the little annexes. We're actually in the room that was an annex for the autographs earlier.
The autographs, yeah.
But we thought we'd do a little presentation on something that was completely new to us on ribbons.
Ribbons, 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 and more ribbons.
And, wow, let me tell you, this is a dangerous place to come for collectors.
Yeah.
For people like myself and Mel who kind of have that collecting mentality.
Must have.
We've joked on the podcast before, we both have a lot of DVDs. And books and
books,
comics and
just in, you know, general collecting stuff in, you know,
video games, action figures, all that kind of cool stuff that geeks are want to have. And so now we get into this atmosphere, and of course we're big Get Glue fans as well. You know, oh, we check into things and get stickers? Yeah, bring it on. So we get into this atmosphere and people are walking up to us going, here's a ribbon, here's a ribbon. And you know, sometimes you have to say cool things to get them, and sometimes they just give them to you. And you know, sometimes it's I really don't know the full-blown dichotomy of how this works.
Other than a very, very nice gentleman who we ran into was... And I don't necessarily think these are... what do you call those beads that people gave out for Mardi Gras beads?
That's kind of like a Mardi Gras bead bracelet or necklace.
Yeah, it's kind of, but they're dice.
How'd you get those Mardi Gras beads, Mel?
we were standing in there, and he was—he had a whole bunch of these beads around his neck, and they're little dice, is what they are. And he was handing this lady one, and I said, "Hey, man, if you're handing them out, I'll take one." And of course, I got purple. And when we checked in the Galley, your badge and your autograph card comes on this little handy dandy clip. Well, that little handy dandy clip is a pain to clip in various places.
Yeah, let me tell you, note to people who have not been to Galley, who are thinking about them, lanyard. And I think we might even suggest that to the Gallifrey people, because the badges are fine, the badges are fantastic, but they come on little clips that you know, buckle or something, and it's like, not so much.
So, I asked the gentleman for a bead, and he gave me a bead, which I then took and clipped my badge to the bead. So it came in very handy, and I love my purple beads. We have discovered, though, a key, very key thing to collecting ribbons and just being a part of the Galley group in general is a very important Thursday night LobbyCon.
LobbyCon Thursday night is apparently the place to get them. It's the ribbon festival.
And the meet and greet session for everybody attending the Who Fest.
We didn't do too bad on our ribbon badges.
I just counted them. I got 30. And Sean's got 32. Note, because, another key important thing about collecting ribbons. We have discovered that even though they do glue, you know, you'll stack them, pile them up on one and attach them to the end of another one and whatnot. But a very, very another key thing is to get tape. To tape along the back side of your ribbons, because I did find out that it can get caught on a chair, whatnot, whatever, and get ripped off, and you can lose 2/3 of your ribbons and not even know it.
Yeah, very easily. So that's it. Lanyards is tip one, and tape to run down the back of the ribbon stream is tip two. And I mean, these aren't anything fancy. I kept hearing about them, and I did a little bit of research, and I still didn't quite understand it. It's very similar to, like, you know how you get a first place ribbon at fair day at school, only these are horizontal instead of up and down, and they have witty sayings on them or graphics, and some of it's what do we got? We got four things and a lizard, and it's literally thing, and a picture of a lizard, which, of course, is a line from Blink, which I felt bad I had to be reminded on, because I did bad on that. But I redeemed myself with the Weeping Angel ribbon, because I apparently knew more trivia than most of the people in the room.
And then a very lovely gentleman that was in the arts room, which that's something we forgot to mention, too, you know, about the art, but we can do that at a later time. But a lovely gentleman in the art room who doesn't typically do Doctor Who conventions, he's a big anime convention person, was asked to come out and do, you know, participate or help out with the Doctor Who convention. Gave us several of the anime convention ribbons that we have, and at some point in time I think we could probably take pictures of them and post them, because they're really neat, the things that people come up with to put on the ribbons.
Yeah, they're just very fun, and like I said, I feel like in a way we kind of we cheated a little bit. A good portion of our ribbon strands are, you know...
Shelly.
Well, Shelly gave us a ton. Shelly was great.
And the guy in the art... I apologize for not knowing him and his partner's name, but him and her gave us quite a few ribbons because we had sit and talked to them about anime and the Doctor Who trivia that they were working on, and, you know, just loving, you know, conventions in general.
And we got several off of some of the tables where, well, if you sign up for information about this con, you can have a ribbon. Okay, let me think about that. I got to say, the one I'm proudest of, I don't know if you feel this way or not.
Oh, yeah.
The Hidden Who's.
The Hidden Who's.
Galley did a fun little scavenger hunt. They had 30 pictures of the Doctor and various adversaries
companions.
And companions that they had spread all over the convention floor. And there was a checklist in the program, and you had to basically say, this is where I found it. And so you wander around the convention floor. And, oh, look, there's John Pertwee up above the fire extinguisher in room 6.
And Dude, and Dalek, and, you know.
Various things. If you got all 30, there were 30 of these, 3-0. If you got all 30 of them, you went back to member services, you showed them your book where you wrote down all the locations, and you got a special ribbon.
It's TARDIS blue.
It's TARDIS blue, and it says, I found the Hidden Who's. And I'll be honest, that one's my favorite, because we did not finish finding Hidden Who's.
Until late today.
Sunday. The Ood were particularly sneaky. I don't know why. But
and it was right in front of our face, too.
It was a lot like The Question. It was hidden in plain sight. But so that's the one I'm most proud of. But they're a very, very cool and very fun thing. And I definitely think Traveling the Vortex needs to represent and pony up some ribbon money for when we come back next year.
It's a very big, big thing amongst... LobbyCon on Thursday.
Now, I have a question for those of you that have been before. Do this.
Oh, yeah. Is it faux pas?
Is it a faux pas to...
Bring your ribbons from the previous galley.
Bring them back and just add two and make one immensely huge... I mean, some people here have immensely huge, long...
Well,
and I don't think they had any help.
Well,
but
I think they made a comment on one of the panels or something that we attended that somebody had previously made a ribbon skirt... You know, a kilt, strictly out of ribbons.
That was one of the, that was the prior record holder for the youngest guest. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who it was now.
Oh, yeah, in,
last year, I think it was.
What's her name?
Caitlin. Who played young Amelia Pond.
She, one of the things that she mentioned when she came up on stage to give a little speech or talk or whatever was the fact that, and so many people are giving me ribbons, and she had only, she'd been here just this weekend, obviously, and she already had, I mean, she's not a very tall person, because she's still quite young, but almost twice her height in ribbons.
She mopped up on the ribbon front, so... they're fun, they're colorful, they've got witty sayings or dialogue or all kinds of things, and so
like this one from Shelley. It says, I'm a psychopath, I'm not rude.
Which, of course, is a line from River. But, yeah, sound off and let us know, for those of you that have been to these things, is it, I mean, do you take the ribbons home and then, like, hang them on the wall and mark the date on them so that you can have a badge or, you know, this is how many ribbons I got in 2004 and this is how many ribbons I got in 2005 and so on? Or do you bring them back and just add to the list? I'm kind of curious about that. So, anyway, we've droned on a little bit longer than I intended about ribbons, but just wanted to give you that fun piece of galley there, and hopefully we'll learn more about it and kind of figure out some rules on some of this stuff as we go.
And to all everybody out there who gave us ribbons, thank you.
Yeah,
and
very much thank you.
Next year we look forward to getting more.
And not handing out business cards.
And thank you for those who took the business card versus getting a ribbon.
Well, for Traveling the Vortex, once again, signing off from Galley, I'm Sean.
I'm Mel.
Have a good night, everyone.